B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, all the hits. Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. So our intern Sydney is in the studio, and I heard through the grapevine you have an odd phobia.
I do.
What's going on?
Well, I was at school last week, and I wore my tacos. My toes weren't painted.
You wore tacos?
Chacos. The sandals.
Okay.
And I wore like tacos. Flip-flops. Yeah, they're like flip-flops for hiking and stuff.
I heard tacos too, buddy.
It's chacos.
It's Choco Tuesday.
Hey, that's a thing. But my toes weren't painted, and somebody was like looking at my toes. And I was like, why are you staring at them? And I think it's just because like I had open-toed shoes on, but my toenails weren't painted. And that's my phobia. Like, I cannot wear sandals without my toes painted.
Oh.
If I don't have toenail polish on my toes, I can't wear sandals.
But you
But I did, because it was hot outside, and I was like, nobody's going to look at my toes.
Did you get scared when you saw it?
It freaked me out. He was, like, just staring dead at him, and I was like,
Huh.
I was like, I'm leaving the room.
What'd you think?
I thought she was going to say that she absolutely despises feet in general.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I guarantee.
Mean, I like my feet.
Hey, there's people out there that have the foot phobia where they can't even, they don't want to touch a foot.
That's what my sister is.
I think Nicole is like that, producer Nicole.
Nicole, do you have a foot phobia?
It's not that I have, like, I'm not scared of feet, but, like, I don't want your feet around me. Like, I don't want to see them. I don't want to touch them.
You're grossed out. You're grossed out by feet.
Yeah, it's weird.
You have any other weird phobias? Well, I don't want to use the word weird because that's just judgmental.
I have a weird phobia.
Okay.
I absolutely hate bubble baths. It makes me claustrophobic. I feel like the bubbles are taking over the tub.
I'm with that one.
Oh, see, I like to blow them and play around and
mm-mm. make a beard.
Mm-mm. Yeah, splishy splashy.
I hate bubble baths. I love normal baths. Can't do the bubbles.
Really? See,
mm-hmm.
when I get a normal bath, I don't want to see everything. I want to hide. That's too much.
Yeah, for Roy and I, bubbles are the more bubbles, the better. I look great from the neck up. Hold on a second. But you're just talking in the tub. Like, what if it was like, because we had the hot tub up in, we had the jacuzzi up at Beach Mountain and you were okay. Weren't you?
Moving water is okay. But the second you bubble bath in there, it's the suds that I feel like. I don't know.
Like they
I just get really claustrophobic.
Take you in. It's like
you're freaked out by that too.
I mean, even when I was little, we never took bubble baths.
What other phobias do you have? You seem like an open book, intern Sid.
I vacuum my room. My mom brought it up. I vacuum my room like 5 times a day.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to come to my house?
No.
Yeah. Why did you go crazy when we asked you to vacuum the studio the other day after Lauren gave
crazy.
A haircut? To, okay. All right, what is your quirky kind of phobia? That's a good word for it. We're not going to say strange
quirky
or odd.
Quirky is a good word.
Yeah. A fun phobia.
704-570-9595. We need to find out.
This is Amanda and Hickory. What's your phobia?
Slugs. Oh, my God. They're so disgusting.
Yeah, they are pretty.
Okay.
I throw salt on them things like it's nothing.
Did you say you throw salt on them?
Yeah, that's how you kill them.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Okay, what point does a slug have?
I don't know.
I'm sure it has some form in the circle of life.
Amanda, if you see a slug, will you, like, walk around it or, like, intentionally walk away from it?
It is almost crippling for me. I will have my son come out on our sidewalk to move them. Like, I will stand outside and yell for him until he comes, and he will, like, kick them off so that I can continue. Or I will veer off into the grass and walk over to my neighbor's yard and down theirs to get to my car.
You know they're pretty slow. They're not going to run after you.
Yeah, they're really gross, though.
Yeah.
And I'm not running anywhere because I'm like the chubster in chief. But they are so disgusting. I just can't even. Just the thought of them makes me feel a little bit of like nausea in my throat.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We don't want you to get sick, so we'll stop discussing the slugs, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
We're getting some text messages. 704 texted in and said, this is This is definitely quirky. I have a phobia of a cluster of circles. I don't know what that means.
Bubbles?
Maybe. Maybe that's what they're talking about. And then also, I have a phobia of cotton balls. I hear that a lot.
Really?
This person said that it makes them cry.
What?
Yeah. Like, some people can't touch cotton. They can't watch you pull it apart. This conversation right now is probably driving someone up a wall.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You have a really bad phobia with needles.
Yeah.
What about you, Sid? No?
I can get a tattoo all day long, but flu shots are a no-go.
Really?
Seriously.
Yeah, needles doesn't bother me.
But the dentist bugs me, too.
Yeah, dentist. What about the tattoos? That you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with tattoos. Mm-hmm.
See, and get this, the dentist doesn't bother me.
The dentist
I can get Novocaine.
Mm-mm. Aren't we interesting as human beings? Just so interesting. Like, what totally bothers somebody else is nothing.
It's like unfazing the other person.
Yes. Let's keep this going. We need more calls, man.
704-570-9595. What's your fun phobia? We'll talk to you in five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
5-1 with the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show, talking about your phobias at 704-570-9595.
Intern Sydney got us started because she said she doesn't like her toenails not painted.
She can't wear open-toed sandals without them being painted.
Yeah, she's freaked out by that. And then our new intern, Preston, is in here. We're going to talk to him in a second. He's got a phobia. He knows the name of it and everything.
I didn't even know it was a real thing. Let's talk with Mary and Charlotte. What's your phobia?
Oh, sorry.
What's your
phobia?
We lost her.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She had the fear of circles.
Mary, are you there? Mary? Sorry. Mary, call us back.
Dang. I need to know about this because somebody texted in about it. I've never even heard of this phobia.
Okay, let's go to Natasha and Charlotte.
Hello.
Hi. What's your phobia?
All right, so it's not really weird, but I will freak out. Spiders are the worst, especially in cars. Yeah, if you ever see a car in the middle of the road, on a busy road with hazard lights on, and someone just frantically running out, that's me. There's a spider in the car.
I think I would do the same thing. And I wouldn't call it a phobia. I just don't like spiders. But if there was a spider in my car, I think I'd bail.
I can't kill them. The crunchiness when you kill them sounds disgusting.
You shouldn't kill spiders, Natasha. And you should like spiders. And I'm going to tell you why. Is there anything worse than other critters out there, like flies, gnats, and I don't know, like other disgusting things that can fly? You know, spiders put an end to that stuff.
Yeah, well, if they're in the house, you know, they got to go. Or if they're in the car, they got to go.
Thanks.
Try to, you know,
Amanda freaks out.
Take them outside.
My wife hates spiders.
The only time I really freak out over a spider is when you kill it and all their babies run out.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst. And then you're like trying to stomp everywhere, and then you feel bad because you're killing the kids.
Go, little spiders, get all those flies.
Run into my backyard kingdom,
yes,
little ones.
Go. I was just going to quickly say, Amanda goes, "Ew, there's something in the corner of our house," and it was one of those like stink bugs.
Uh-huh.
You
mm-hmm.
know what those things look like? And it was caught, but I go, "Ooh, Amanda, conundrum. It's caught in a spider web," which means the spider did its job and killed the stink bug.
So let's kill both.
All right, let's talk with Mary. We accidentally lost you earlier, Mary. You have a fear of circles?
Yeah, it's like, for example, looking at a beehive. Something about it makes me so nauseous and lightheaded, and so like anything that looks like a beehive, it just freaks me out.
And that's the cluster of phobia, the cluster of circles phobia somebody texted us about.
Yeah, it has a name. I cannot remember what it is.
We'll look it up, but wow. Okay.
I know. It's weird. It's so weird.
It's not weird. It's you. It's what bothers you, you know? I'm looking at it right now. See, Roy, see if that makes you dizzy.
No, it's just a bunch of circles.
He just passed out. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for the info there.
All right, let's go to Christian in Hudson. What are you a phobia of?
Hey, okay, so it's super weird. I am afraid of wet paper, including paper towels. So, like, if I'm just sitting there washing my hands and the next paper towel has, like, the slightest wet spot, I will go through the whole roll until I can find a dry towel.
Girl, you know they get wet when you dry your hands, right?
Yes, I know that. That's the weird part.
That's fine.
It has to be completely dry before I even dry my hands.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I think I might like, I wouldn't call mine a phobia, Christian, but I think I want a dry towel too. I think if I was like I was making a HelloFresh the other night, mm-hmm. and I got water somewhere and one of the towels had wetness on it, I threw it out and took a dry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One huh. without even thinking really? About it, but it wasn't a phobia.
By the way, I just found out Sterling, my boyfriend, texted me and he has the little circle phobia thing.
Really?
And I've never known that.
Hmm.
Then again, I guess we don't go near beehives,
right?
It's not like that comes up in our daily.
Now you better ditch the gyroscope present yeah. you were gonna get him.
Yeah, we've had a whole romantic evening at a bee farm. I guess I'll
cancel that.
All right, this is Brittany in Huntersville. What are you afraid of? What's your phobia?
Hair. I do not like hair just hanging around, like in the shower, or like if it's touching me, I just get.
Are you
really
bald?
Weird. No, oh. I have a ton of hair.
Do you make somebody else clean your hairbrushes?
No, I'll do that as long as the hair is not wet. If the hair is wet and it's touching me, or if it's wet in the shower, hanging on the shower wall, it just really freaks me out. So much so, I've got my daughter afraid of it now.
Oh,
Brittany, if you see hair, what's your reaction? I mean, is it like, ew.
Yes, like I have to somehow wash it off of me. And it's weird, like I can feel it touching me without even looking.
Okay, wow. All right. Touching me. All right.
Isn't that weird?
No,
it's
really
not. It's not. It's quirky.
I would gag over wet hair, like if it's
Thanks,
in the
Brittany.
Shower.
704 just texted in, and I feel this one too. She says if her fiance blows his nose, she can't see him, she can't touch him, she has to make him wash his face before he'll kiss or hug her.
Wow. We all have our quirks, man.
This is Corey. What are you afraid of? What's your phobia?
Going to the post office.
Post office? I mean, yeah. It's an errand that I hate to do, but why is it a phobia?
Well, I used to sell a lot of stuff on eBay, and I swear every time I'd go, I'd be running late, there'd be a big line in front of me and behind me. And they were always such jerks. They would say, your box was wrong, the packing's wrong, you weighed it wrong, you measured it wrong. And there were all these people getting impatient behind me. It's just like the opposite of good customer service. They're just like jerks.
Wow.
I feel like an idiot every time. I'm like standing up there for 10 minutes just trying to get this box, you know, shipped
yeah,
out.
Yeah, no, we
so
get
good.
It. We get it, Corey.
I
Thank
get
you.
It, but I think that's just his post office because my guy is like super nice. He's like, oh, you're spending way too much money. You need a box like this. And then he'll help me box it.
Corey brings up a good point, too, though. A lot of the phobias we've heard sound like things that people were born with or didn't like from, like, you know, day one or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you could be taught a phobia, too. In other words, like if you went in an airplane and there was a scare, an engine scare,
yeah,
you
yeah.
might now have a train phobia of being afraid to get on a plane or going over yeah. a bridge or something. But real quick, our intern Preston is here.
What are you afraid of, bud?
I actually have alectorophobia, which is the fear of chickens.
Like a live chicken, you're afraid of?
Live chickens, yes.
Will you eat chicken?
Oh, yeah. I eat it with pride. It's like a glory moment every time I eat it because
it's like you're getting back at the chickens.
I'm getting back.
Oh, my God.
And as Manny said, it was something that I was young and it just happened to me.
Did you get chased by a chicken?
Yes, I did.
That's where you're
from. I got mm-hmm. chased and then let's just say we ate it the next day because
oh.
I saw a shovel. Boom.
Whoa.
Next thing I know, I felt like I conquered the fear, but mm-hmm, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Still afraid to this day.
Wow.
Is today his last day of the internship,
so
Nicole, who's an animal lover for all animals?
My man just said he killed a chicken.
Hey, the beady eyes are the soul, oh. I'm telling you.
Holy cow. Hey, Neil from Kings Mountain says he doesn't like alien mucus. You think he's putting one over on us or what?
What?
Neil's awesome, man.
All right, we're going to say hi to him. Also, Sydney's mom is on the phone. Our intern, Sydney, she's got some fears. We're going to talk to them. But what we have to talk about after 9, Captain Jim, who works here at the radio station, he does traffic for us. He came in and told us a little while ago that he asked for a tip that he gave to someone. He asked for that tip back. You know how bad you have to screw up to lose a tip? We're going to talk about it in 5 minutes. I just
want BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.